Yo.
Ryan, what's going on?
Well, I know Snowcone has been wanting us for a long time to take better look or look more often at the Am I the Asshole subreddit.
Oh, right.
And yeah. I have to admit, I did see one this weekend that was big enough that it was getting into the regular news outlets. Like Fox News posted a story about it, which is interesting. It's about hosting families for the holidays, which is not really that close to the holidays, is it? I mean, Jesus, we're like a little over halfway through August. School is just getting started. But it did make me think about, I don't know exactly what you do. I have some idea what you do for the holidays, but it did make me think about what you do if, you know, like my mom's not been feeling great. We always do stuff at her house, and I've always worried what happens when your parents are gone.
Yeah, then what?
Does the family just kind of fizzle apart because you don't get together for the holidays anymore? Does someone have to pick up that torch and
I think, yeah,
carry
I think
it?
Unless someone says I'm in charge now, then yeah.
I'm amazed at how angry people are at this woman for basically saying, I need a break. That's all she said. I need a break from this. I'm stressed. I got a lot going on. And her family lost it. And some people on social media, I wouldn't say that they necessarily lost it, but they seem to agree with their family members that she's being selfish. And I just thought, well, man, I don't do any of this stuff. Should I be doing more of this stuff? I got a small place. That's always been my excuse. We can't host. There's no room. You've been to my house. It's not a house you host people in, right?
I've been to parties at your house with a lot of people.
Yeah, but that's a different kind of party, right?
Well,
I mean, that's a different kind of party.
It's
right?
A different kind of party, but, you know, the people were still there.
Yeah, there were people there, but you're not sitting down around the table. Right. If you are sitting around the table, and there's usually mirrors on their back and stuff like that. But I'm talking about for, like, you know, wholesome family get-togethers. And I'm also curious what you do. But I'll ask you about it. Okay. Here, I'll tell you why this lady's taking so much heat.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. All right, I should be host. I hosted Christmas this year.
You did?
Yeah, my mom and my aunt, my uncle have a very small family.
What about your sister?
But they stayed there.
What about your sister? What does she do?
I think she hosts at her house. She has like four kids, and they have kids, so I think that's enough. I live too far away.
Yeah, I guess once you have kids, especially if you have enough of them, then your house can become the hub, right?
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, we didn't do family stuff with aunts and uncles. It was always our immediate family. Well, it was people from church, as you know.
Right.
Alice from
the Brady Bunch.
Managed to come to a couple of those.
She used to snuggle Slim.
She did not snuggle me. Not Alice from the movie, Alice from the TV show, Ann B. Davis, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. She went to my
hot little number back then.
Watch it, man.
I'm just saying she was.
Okay. It just feels like you're trying to be.
She was always wearing pantyhose and white shoes.
No.
In the show.
On the show. Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about her on the show. I never saw her at your house. I would imagine she dressed the same. When I picture Ann B. Davis at your house, she's dressed in that maid outfit.
Well, she wasn't. She dressed in.
Could you ask her to put it on?
Church clothes. No, I wasn't going to ask her to put it on.
Pretty cool.
I don't know if her husband, late husband, asked her to do it. I don't know.
I would, wouldn't you?
If you were married to someone, though, and they were on TV like that, you'd have to at least once.
Yeah, put it on once.
Right? Bring it home. Bring them the costume.
I want to come home. I want you to be cleaning.
Yeah.
I want you to have that thing on.
Yeah.
And?
And I also want you to, you know, bring home some of those other cast members once in a while. It wouldn't kill you. You know, I know you're friends with them.
Marsha.
Get them over here. Let's have a threesome. Anyhow, we got derailed. Hosting holiday things, it's usually your parents or your grandparents. My grandparents were dead, but I do know a lot of friends that would go to their grandparents for Christmas. Is that something you did? Did you go to your grandparents?
No.
You never did for Christmas and that stuff?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I don't know. How old were you when your grandmother died at the Old Country Buffet?
Well, I was an adult.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you did have...
But I think it was... Like, they would come, but I think it was mostly either at our house or my uncle's house.
Okay, so that's...
But then everybody would be there, yeah.
Okay. So everything has always been at my parents' house. That's where we always did everything. And then somewhere along the way, one of my brothers offered to start doing Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that for... Or has done that for... I don't know now, like 15 years or something. Okay. So he's kept it up for a while. I think he stopped last year or at least took a break. But that's what this woman posted about online, saying that she has been hosting these family get-togethers for over a decade. She has siblings. They bring their kids, the ones that have kids, and everyone comes together at her house. She says she's busy right now. The whole thing stresses her out.
Okay.
It's a lot of work. She says her husband does help her plan a little bit, but that she ends up doing most of the planning, which I thought, like, okay, well, how much of that is because you want to do most of the planning?
Right.
I mean, just buy food and put plates out. But
that's what we do.
Right, that's what we always have to
like,
do.
I mean, I guess my mom used to cook a big Thanksgiving dinner when I was little, or my aunt would do it. But I think as I got into like a teenager, it was all just, my uncle and my dad had to go to the, Cracker Barrel and pick up, Thanksgiving dinner and bring it home.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to do it. Or do the potluck thing. We did when I was a kid, and we used to do Thanksgiving with church people every year. And I think everyone brought something. There was always the woman who brought the 70s Jell-O, like the Jell-O mold with shrimp in it.
Yeah,
stuff.
Sure.
Did you ever have those?
Anyhow, sounds delicious.
It's really not. No one ever ate that. She'd always bring two of them. And no one ever ate those things. I think sometimes people would take a scoop and maybe go put it in the trash so it looked like someone had been eaten, but no one ever ate
shrimp
it.
Shrimp and Jell-O doesn't sound good. I don't know that I ever saw
it. It's just not. But I guess it was a thing that was really popular in like the 50s or 60s where people would cook weird stuff in Jell-O. Yeah. Anyhow, Christmas still to this day is still at my mom's house. My brothers go over there, their kids, so her grandkids, whatever. That's where, sure, I have Christmas with my fiance at the house in the morning. We wake up. But then we go over, and it's still, you're going over to her house. And that's where I see my family. When my mom's gone, I don't know that there's a chance that I won't see my brothers on Christmas. I've got a brother who drives in from Wichita, his whole family every year, because of my mom.
He won't go. You'll have to come over to my house.
Hey, I think he'll stop coming into town. It's just, I don't mind doing it at my house. I don't even mind doing it by myself. It's just a weird thing to think about not having that reason to see those family members every year.
Have them just come to my house. Bring your girlfriend and her sister.
I'm totally fine with that. Yeah. It doesn't change the fact that it could mean that I don't see my family anymore, right? Because I would get down to only seeing them a couple times a year for holidays.
Yeah, if my mom passes, I don't know. I'll be alone.
You hear people talk about the glue, right? Well, she was the glue that held this family together.
Yeah.
And I thought, really, someone might try and pick up the torch, but it ain't
gonna
be me.
Far enough away from all my extended family, there's just no way.
Right. You got family in Detroit.
It would be weird for me to drive all the way to Detroit to see my sister on Christmas.
It would?
I can't imagine how awkward it would be.
Okay. Well, that's
awesome. We see each other when we're at my mom's because we're both there to see my mom.
Right.
But it would be weird for me to be like, hey, I'm coming into town. Like, we're not that close.
Or for her to invite you. Right.
Yeah, I think she would invite me.
She would maybe invite you, hey, you want to come? She, knowing that you probably would.
I think she might think I will go. I can't imagine that I would.
I mean, look, I know it's not like
I might
see
for
your
the kids,
now, but
at that point, I certainly would have done it if they were younger, but now I'll be like, who knows how long my mom will last, but if she lasts two more years, my oldest will be coming back from college or work or wherever he lives. Like,
well, that's the other thing.
Right.
So now your parents get older and they eventually die. And then when your own kids get older, then you really can find yourself alone on the holidays. I mean, you don't think about it.
No.
I guess maybe some people do because I'm thinking about it a little bit. But this woman, she's hosted for over a decade, and she says, I need a break. She's got a group text going with the family. She says, look, I need a break from this. Her family loses their mind. And there are actually people, commenters, who say, essentially, you've taken on this responsibility as being the Thanksgiving host. You've got the big house. You've got room for it. Your siblings say their houses are too small. They don't have the room for it. They've also said that they are willing to help you a little more if you need a little more help. But you saying that you won't do it anymore is a selfish act.
Nah.
How is that a selfish act?
Now, you're allowed to just say, I can't do it.
Yes.
I don't enjoy it. I'm not doing it.
You're allowed to say, I'm not hosting it. I mean, you're allowed to say, I'm not coming. You're certainly allowed to say, I'm not hosting it, right?
Yeah, for
especially,
sure.
It sounds to me like you're doing this as a kind thing, a kind gesture, because your parents don't do it anymore. You don't all get together at your parents' house anymore. They get together at your house now. You've taken up that mantle, and you've decided. She's not even saying she wants to be done for good. She's just saying she wants a year off.
Or somebody else do it this year.
Right.
I think that's fair.
When we were in Seattle, we had a Thanksgiving there, and I remember thinking, wow, I've never done Thanksgiving or Christmas without family.
Mm-hmm.
It must be so depressing. But I remember making food and watching like a Muppet Christmas Carol or whatever was on TV and thought, this is kind of great.
Not so bad.
I hate to say it. You don't want to say it out loud. It's not like I don't love my family or want to see them, but you realize pretty quickly, like, I can do this. And not only that, as I'm sitting there eating my turkey, I thought, I didn't even need to do this. There was no reason I had to make this food. Right. I was so worried I'd be so depressed that I needed to really try and build this up, but I could have just
I've certainly been
food.
Here and not had my kids where they were at their mom's. I've been here alone for holidays, be it Easter, or which I don't really celebrate, but yeah. Easter or Thanksgiving or something. I've just gone to the casino. The casino's easy.
And did you feel sorry for yourself?
Well, maybe when I was driving there. But once, I'm being honest, when you're driving in there, you're like, man, I'm
what
all
am I
alone.
Doing? Right.
Well, no, not like that you're going to the casino, but you're like, I am all yeah. alone. Like, I'm a pretty lonely guy here.
Yeah.
I'm driving the casino by myself. But once you get in there and you start, you know, it's like, you know, everything, it changes your, you know, you start playing poker, now you're just playing poker. It happens to be, I didn't even think it was Easter anymore.
Yeah.
Now I'm just playing poker. I think that's a good distraction.
And it's not like you're the only person there.
No, just a bunch of other people without any family.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that if you didn't have the option or if you did it many years in a row, maybe it could get very lonely. But I think people underestimate themselves. I think you underestimate your ability to...
Well,
survive a holiday on your own.
Commit suicide more at those times and
I know.
Feel more lonely.
Because of this pressure, right? Because there's this pressure that they think I'm supposed to be doing the things that they're doing in the movies, that they're doing on TV. But if people just said once in a while, it's okay to be alone.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're not the only one who's doing this alone. It's okay. You'll be fine. Also, if you have a significant other, then you're not alone anyway. The people who say like, well, you know, my parents died and so... We just don't have anywhere to go, and so we're all alone. I'm like, you're not alone. The two
well,
of you are together.
Thing. So you have a girlfriend.
Right, so I'm not even alone.
And a fiance. What about me?
Yeah, exactly. That's
me?
Alone, my friend.
Yeah, I'll be alone.
But you go to the casino, suddenly you're not alone anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah, I only did that one where I was alone, and I was like, this. Now, again, maybe you do it every year. You start to go, phew, Christmas and Thanksgiving, and everyone talking about what they did over the break and seeing family members, and I don't have it to look forward to. I'm not... discounting the sadness that people might feel from being lonely. I'm just saying you'd be surprised. You might be you can probably handle it. And if you are dating someone or married to someone, you're really not alone. Maybe it's not the person you would choose number one overall to be alone with, but you did at some point, and that's why they're there. So what will you do this year?
I'll probably be alone this year.
For both or just for Thanksgiving?
Just for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then half of Christmas.
You guys split the kids on Christmas, right? Like half the day, half the day. Do you alternate who gets them in the morning one year and who gets them in the afternoon?
It's like, like 5 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then you switch on Christmas Day. So one person has them like Christmas Eve, a week, and Christmas Eve. And the other one has them Christmas Day and a week.
Okay, because I could see waking up actually alone on Christmas morning, especially if you've had kids in the house or if you used to go to big family get-togethers, that waking up on Christmas morning alone would be a bummer. I can see that. I can absolutely see that. Thanksgiving, go to the casino, right?
That's what got me through it a couple times.
I haven't done Christmas alone, so that might be tough. But
I've gone alone plenty of times.
But make your own thing. Do your own thing. Make your own thing, and then that becomes your tradition. Even if it's going out to eat.
Going to the casino by yourself?
Going to the casino, whatever.
You had the buffet all by yourself?
Yeah, call Snowcone.
Pretty sad.
Call Snowcone, call Lazo. Your grandma went to the buffet all the time. It's in your...
Well, she died.
She died at the buffet.
She did her...
You always say that that's so sad, and I just don't think that it is.
Well, I mean, she was alone at the Old Country Buffet and
died. She wasn't alone. She was out at the Old Country Buffet alone as she died at home in her soup. She went out. She was still getting out of the house.
You can be in a crowded room and still be alone.
Oh,
I hate to be
come on.
A poet here, but...
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo. So everything's cyclical. We know that.
Yeah.
And what was once outdated and out of fashion is now cool and hip. And there's been a lot of things. I mean, vinyl is the big one that comes to mind because vinyl, however many years ago, surpassed CD sales. You know, they always say that in the news, too. Vinyl still outsells CDs. No one is printing CDs.
No one buys CDs. So
can you? I'm being serious. Can you buy CDs? Anyhow, there's a new item, a new old item, that kids on TikTok are saying are hip. The thing is with this item, though, I've heard this, like, at least half a dozen times in the last couple years, I've heard that these things are going to make a comeback. Maybe now they've actually made a comeback. I don't know. You've got kids. Have digital cameras made a comeback? Because apparently that's the thing that kids want. that you can get good money for them if you go to some online. I find that hard to believe, but they claim that you can. And cool kids now all want to carry a digital camera. Everyone that I saw on this hashtag,
it's like too much to carry.
Looked like it was mostly girls, but it could be guys too. And they talk about how, you know, they spend all this time editing photos to try and make them look vintage, but with a digital camera, they don't have to do that. It looks
vintage. It's 2010 all over again, as digital cameras, now called Digicams on TikTok, come back into focus for millennials and Gen Z.
I got these two pretty affordable digital cameras on eBay, and they take the best photos I've ever had in my life.
Hashtag digital camera racking up 200,000 unique posts on TikTok. In a summer where some of social media's hottest stars, like Matilda Jerf, are swapping for something more retro. It's a return to retro in line with the resurgence of vinyl records, which outsold CDs again this year. Vinyl taking in twice as much revenue.
Okay, I have digital cameras somewhere in my attic, probably. I'm sure I do, just like those old Blackberries. You don't keep that kind of stuff. You do have a digital camera somewhere?
I have a drawer just filled with old electronics.
Yeah.
I bet you know, my whatever that Microsoft music player was.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to throw that stuff away because it was expensive at the time, and there is part of you that you look at and you go, oh, that's kind of retro cool. Maybe someday
I think I could throw it all away and not care. It's just in a drawer.
You're not
a sentimental
person.
Too much.
Yeah, you don't seem like a sentimental person at all. But I'm sure I have a couple of digital cameras up there somewhere. The thing is, for a while, cell phones didn't take pictures nearly as good as a dedicated digital camera. But once they did, they got as good. Then they got better.
Less of a thing to carry.
Of course. But now it's to the point where they also just take better pictures. I mean, I don't know if you can. I guess you could probably still buy a standalone digital camera, maybe. I say that. I guess you probably could. But I wouldn't expect it to take better pictures than the top-of-the-line Android or iPhone, right? But anyway, they were talking about the retro things that made the biggest comeback. Obviously, vinyl, they already mentioned. But one of the things that I saw on the list of biggest retro items was something that I think I helped bring back, because I didn't know that anyone was even talking about them when I bought my cotton candy machine. I bought that cotton candy machine. Other people started buying cotton candy machines. Sure. I ended up having to give a cotton candy machine to my buddy because I had too many cotton candy machines. I didn't know that they'd made a comeback, but apparently they did, and I was part of that. I'm no longer part of it. I think it's out now, but I was part of it. The hot dog bun toaster.
I like that.
I thought those were new.
I had one when I was a kid.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a new invention a few years ago. I thought, oh, that's kitschy.
You know, I had like a red one.
Yeah.
My dad got me for Christmas, I think. I could make hot dogs when I was after school. Yeah.
Yeah, the one that...
You put a bun on each side and then two hot dogs in. Boom.
Yeah. I thought that was a new thing. So those were popular like in the 70s, 80s? That was a popular thing? Somewhat?
In the late 80s.
Okay. That was the thing. I don't remember that at all. Game Boys? You know, the old gaming stuff, they talk about Ataris, too.
That always comes back and goes.
Yeah,
and...
Are the kids really sitting around and... I'll tell you something, kids. Nintendo's fine. Anything Nintendo after, that's all fine. Go back and try and play Atari. It's really not fun. I mean, at the time, it was sort of fun, I guess. The controller never works.
Atari 2600.
Everything was such a letdown. You look at the cover of the game.
The cover was cool.
You look at the artwork and you go, this is going to be great. And then every game was the same. Boop, 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 boop. One little dot chasing another dot. There's no reason to sit around and play that. That doesn't sound like fun at all. Landlines. When did landlines make a comeback? They said, even if you don't take the time to hook up a landline, people were buying telephones with the cord that would plug into your cell phone.
Have you seen this? Yeah. Yeah, all the time.
Well, all the time.
Yeah, they're wildly popular. They look like the old phones.
Yeah,
plugged in.
It's got like a braided cord on it.
Super popular.
And they plug it into their cell phone, and then I guess they leave it at their house that way. So if someone, it looked like they were hanging
on
the wall
of
their house.
Or they carry it around with them.
Or they carry the whole phone around?
Well, it kind of plugs into it. It's like one holding thing.
Oh, okay. The one I saw, they had hanging on the wall, and the person came home and plugged their phone into it, and I guess that way they know where the phone is all the time? I'm not sure. They also said floppy disks, which, no, those did not make a comeback. No computer has a floppy disk on it. There's no use for floppy disks. No one's using those. Now, snow cone makers apparently are becoming popular. I guess it was cotton candy first.
Bomb Pop just got one.
He did?
Yeah,
when they say snow cone.
Snow cone maker.
Oh, yeah. My kids had one years ago.
That's the thing now. Snow cone machines. I feel like that's something that we all had. That in the ice cream maker. Did you ever have that at home?
Yeah.
Ice cream maker. Those things sucked. It never worked. I mean, maybe we just had a cheap one, but I felt like those things never worked. They also said that those old-fashioned microphones, They'll look like the old Elvis Presley microphones, you know, the big stainless steel colored metal microphones that those got really popular as a design for podcasters. And I didn't know they ever necessarily went away. But you know the kind I'm talking about, the kind of rectangular shaped ones? They're just the big silver.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Polaroid cameras, I did know those came back because I bought one.
Yeah, they were popular like a Christmas or two a year ago. Yeah, I got them for my kids and I never used it.
I bought one, or we bought one for my sister-in-law a Christmas or two ago, like you said. And I actually had some in my attic. I had Polaroid cameras that I don't know where I gotten them from. And you're talking about throwing stuff away. I never throw stuff away. I threw those Polaroid cameras away because I was told that they stopped making the film. So I'd thrown them away. It was within, and they've been sitting there for years. It was within a year that I heard Polaroid cameras are huge. The used ones are worth a ton online. The one piece of crap that I actually choose to throw away, these couple of Polaroids, turn out to be worth money on eBay. I mean, I don't know how to sell stuff on eBay, so I guess it wouldn't matter. But your kids didn't like the Polaroids? Because you can buy them again now. Some of the
companies
bought them.
I thought it was going to be so cool, and then they got them. I don't even think they opened the box.
What? They didn't even try them?
No, I think I gave them away to other people.
It's hard to take a good picture, but maybe that's the point. I'm not really sure. They also said that the boombox, which, you know what? I knew the boombox made a comeback. Because Brooke bought me one. It's like a big 80s style boombox, and they sell them. All of them now are Bluetooth speakers, but they have tape players on them and AM, FM radio and whatever. And I have seen, I see them. I don't see people walking around the park with boomboxes like it's New York in the 1980s, but I do see them for sale a lot online, or did, so I knew they made a comeback. And then also Slinkies. That's another one I didn't know went away, though.
But none of these things seem like they went out of style. My kids had a bubblegum machine. Like, people got them. People got them in the claws. They've always been available. Yeah. You're like, oh, that'd be cool for a kid.
The Polaroid thing.
The Polaroid thing, yes. But electronics, for sure. But, just the regular stuff.
The home phone thing, I guess. The typewriter thing, which, that's like, okay, people collect them, but they're not actually using them. I know Tom Hanks is into them. And I did see, I don't know if this is true. I've never heard of anyone doing this, but they said that the actual planners that you write in, instead of putting everything in your phone and a calendar, that the actual day planners that people used to carry around, that those got really popular with young people, and that they started carrying around day planners.
I've never seen it. I've never seen somebody walking around with a day planner.
Well, except my boss.
Yeah, I mean, he has them, but I mean, he ain't young.
No, he has every single day.
I don't see any of my kids' friends come over and they just have a day planner.
That's what I'm saying. I've never seen that.
People just make up crap. Like, people are using day planners more. No, they're not.
Right, and I get it. Maybe I'm just not seeing it, but I'm with you. Several of the things that I saw on these lists, I was like, are they really? Like, are kids really playing a lot of Atari 2600? Are they? I get the idea that they want to mess with it.
There's also those cups, remember? Those are wildly popular.
The Stanley?
Yeah, and then remember that day, I texted both my kids, you guys want a Stanley cup? And they're both like, nah.
It's over?
Well, no, just they weren't like even that fired up about it. Like, you know, they're like, every kid wants one.
And it turned into adults. It was all women who were buying those things. Is that still a thing?
No. But that day when it was, you know, and then I was like, no, I'm fine.
Oh, but you know what? I did get this as a gift, a viewfinder. Brooke got me a viewfinder last year. You know, put custom pictures on it. She just put custom pictures on there.
Nudes?
No, they're not
like
nudes.
Like a nude? I would like that. Have her get me that. Ask your fiance if she'll give me a viewfinder of her in pantyhose. I can just click through it.
Okay. I'll ask her. I don't know. You got to go to some website. They may have some sort of rules about what you can submit. But, yeah, I'll ask her. You want a viewfinder of her in pantyhose?
In 3D.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
What's going on? When's the last time you got in a fight? Not a physical fight. A good argument.
Oh, man.
You're divorced now, so.
Yeah. I mean, we still... But it's been a while. I just don't respond to texts.
Right. It's easier when it's over text. Yeah. When you're in the same room, it's a little harder. Five words or less that can start a fight. Therapists say that you're supposed to fight. You're not supposed to avoid all conflict. You're actually supposed to fight once in a while. Somehow it deepens our connections. And
sure. Lets people know you care. I do believe that. When you just start ignoring texts and not fighting, that is a sign that I just don't care what you say.
Yep.
There's no even reason I don't just don't care.
A lot of times that is the easiest way to make the other person the angriest.
Mm-hmm.
Just not say anything at all. But five words or less that can start a fight, if you're thinking, well, I haven't had a fight in a while, so maybe I should go home and have a fight.
Well, anybody have a fight with?
Well, maybe you don't have anybody to fight with, but if you are in a relationship...
I'll start one with snow cone. Whatever those five words are, I'm going to say to snow cone next.
That's all the best two-word answer to start a fight, which is, I can't think of anything better, calm down. That's a good one.
Calm down is good, but I think calm down seems like almost there's a little bit of empathy there. Like, it's okay, calm down.
Depending on your tone, I think
settle down.
Settle down.
Settle down is a directive. Settle down is not like I feel any empathy towards you. Like, calm down could be like, hey, calm down, everything's going to be okay. If I just look at you and go, settle down.
Yeah.
That, to me, is really...
Yeah, people don't like that.
No.
Settle down. Calm down. They don't like that. Especially if you haven't been saying much and the other person's worked up and he just goes, settle down.
Right.
Oof, that's a good way to start a fight. I'll tell you more good ways to start a fight and what apparently you're supposed to actually be fighting about. I'm curious what you would say out of the things that these therapists say we fight about. Those, I think it's like the core seven things. Which thing you fought about the most? I don't know what yours would be.
I don't know.
It might be all of them. We'll find out coming up.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Kansas City's rock station is 98.9 The Rock.